great future. We're talking real money.
All right, are you done chasing the bird off the rock?
It was polluting my rock. I spent a lot of time cleaning the front of the yard there. Come on. And it just sits there and looks at me like, yeah?
I'm a bird. That's what I do. Guano is what I do.
I know. And very well done on the rock that I had just cleaned, too, by the way.
I can't believe you care that much about a rock.
It's the front of my house.
Come on. How much was that rock? Just talking real money. Just curious.
That rock was part of the whole thing.
It came with the package, so you don't know. Okay.
You'd have to divide that up or something.
That was not a naturally occurring rock, though. That was a rock.
No, that rock was rolled in, as they say.
You rolled your rock. Hi, I'm Don. The guy with the bird guanoing on his rock is Tom Cock. Tom the Rock Cock.
With the rock. And we may be onto something here.
And we're here to talk about something really, really important. It's money. You want more, probably. You have some. You probably feel like it's not enough. You want it to grow. You want it to grow rapidly. You want it to grow rapidly and you don't want to take any risk. We know all these things. And we're here to tell you the truth about money. And, you know, sometimes you can't handle the truth.
Oh, we're going to do the nickels. Okay, yeah. I like that thing. It's good. You can't handle it. That's good.
Yeah, or the truth hurts. Yeah, it does that too. Indeed. So if you want to talk about the truth of money, in other words, real money, you might want to give us a call at 855-935-8255, which spells talk. 855-935-TALK. You can call us live on Saturdays between noon and 2 Pacific time in the Seattle region, which is where we do the show live. That's 3 to 5 on the East Coast. Or you can call 24/7 if you're listening to this as a podcast.
And as some of you know, we do suggest saving money.
Yes.
Because you want to have something for the future, right, generally?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you don't,
no, no,
all the time, I'll go invest. Well, you got to save something first, right?
I'm not arguing.
All right. And then the question always is, okay, I just came into this money. What do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That seems to always be the thing people ask me. Well, a lot of things. But one of the things you want to do is be diversified. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Wasn't there a very famous academic or Nobel Prize winner once said that?
William Sharp of Stanford University.
And yet, most of you have most of your money in large U.S.
American
growth,
yeah,
you know, kind of the successful companies. That's how most people have their money put. It's
successful companies like Apple, like, you know, or Amazon or
Microsoft,
you know, or Alphabet or Starbucks or whomever.
And until about, you know, 5 or 6 months ago, that's been the best place to be for really the last decade. It's been phenomenal run-up of large U.S. growth stocks until late last fall when this sudden change, a cloud, appeared on the horizon and said, you must own value stocks, or as the Wall Street Journal said it, as outlook brightens, investors seek stocks with hidden value. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about owning thousands of value stocks. And by the way, value for us is a mathematical equation. It is not a... Well, that appears to be value and that appears to be growth. It's actually an equation that the academics use that we trust. And value, listen to these numbers, Don.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the S&P 500, which is pretty growthy, you're up about 5% for the year. But if you own
5% for the year or year to date?
For the year. Year to date, pardon me.
Year to date, okay. For 2021 since January.
2021, yep, you've made about 5%.
Well, that's pretty good because that's about 20% annualized.
That works out pretty well. But if you're in small value companies here in the United States, you're up over 30%. Now, we're not saying sell all the large ones and buy the small value, but we are saying you need to have your portfolio, your 401k, your IRA, whatever, should be exposed to those type of stocks all the time.
Now, Tom was being facetious when he said someone from on high spake the words, thus the value stocks rose. Nobody predicted that value stocks were going to get hot. As a matter of fact, 6 months ago, they were predicting the exact opposite. The headlines stated, and you can go look this up, just Google it, value stocks, and look back 6 months. Value stocks are dead. There was a manager of a big value ETF who shut down his ETF because he said, I can't do it anymore. Value just doesn't work. And that's about the time when it tends to turn around, is right when everybody's throwing the towel in. So there is no bell. You just have to be invested that way all the time. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And if you do want to give us a call, the best way to do that is to call us at 855-935-8255, 855-935-TALK.
Reach out and call us now.
This is so interesting. I am going to have to do some research into this now. Tom, during the break, said, let's find some good small cap value funds or some value funds, just some value funds.
And let me just reiterate, the reason that I suggest this is looking at portfolios, as I probably look at your portfolios five times a week. People send them to me, right?
They
offer a free second opinion. This is an asset class, a group of stocks that most of you do not have exposure to. I just looked at one today. Where the guy said, I have a great portfolio. It matches up very closely with what you guys believe. No small stocks and only 11% of the entire portfolio in value. No small, period, none.
Yeah, we believe
you've got to have some of this in your portfolio.
We believe in overweighting small companies. We believe in having an international component that is darn close to 50% of your equity positions.
But go ahead and give us a fund. I have a fund.
Well, here's the thing. I got these two funds. And I really have to do some more research to figure out the discrepancy. We've got the Vanguard Small Cap Value Index. Okay? Vanguard Small Cap Value Index.
What's the ticker?
V-S-I-A-X.
V as in Victor. Yeah. S as in Sierra.
Yeah, I'm not.
I as in India.
I'm not going through your
A
silly
as in Alpha.
Thing.
X as in X-ray.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Got it. Yeah.
And then I was looking at the Fidelity Small Cap Value Index. Now, you notice the names are pretty much the same except for the name of the company.
Sounds similar.
Their expense ratios, pretty similar. The Vanguard is 0.07. The Fidelity is 0.05.
Pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap. The Vanguard year-to-date return, just over 20%. So far this year.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But now explain this one to me. And I'm truly stumped. The Fidelity's year-to-date return, almost 29%.
And they're both indexes, right?
I know.
That doesn't make sense. I'll give you one more toss in there.
Okay.
Because this is a relatively newcomer. We're using them a bit. It's an exchange-traded fund, so it's a little more tax-efficient, a little cheaper. Put together by a group called
0.25%. See, it's more expensive than the Fidelity.
That's cheaper than Dimensionals, though. But anyway,
right? But not than Fidelity.
Comparison, to Fidelity. Good point. This is Avantis's U.S. Small Cap Value AVUV. A is in Alpha, V is in Victor, U as in Uniform, V is in Victor. AVUV. It's up 33.5% year to date. And again, we're not suggesting you run out and buy these things, but if you don't have any exposure, none of your portfolio is sort of lined up with this, you should own it. Whether it's in your 401k, IRA, wherever it is, you should have some of this in your portfolio. That's what we're trying to get to. So you still can't figure out why those two.
I think I can. I think they must follow different indexes because the Vanguard portfolio has 925 stocks in the portfolio. They have the same value small tilt. It's almost identical. But the Vanguard has 925 and the Fidelity Fund has, almost 1,500.
So they've got almost half, 50% more,
and
the performance has been better. You would think it'd be the other way around.
No, performance
has
been
concentration and
a lot better. Not just a little better. I mean, a lot better. A third better.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's significant. Yeah.
Wow.
But again, none of these things required you to be smart, nor the people running the funds to be smart.
You know,
simply
I'm just going to
expose your money to them.
I'm going to move my Vanguard Small Cap Value to Fidelity Small Cap Value.
Make a quick trade while the show's going on here. How's that?
I think I might. Gee whiz, I missed this one.
If I was going to go out though and pick one,
you'd probably
US
pick
small
the Avantis.
Cap value, I would, because it's inexpensive. It's well diversified, although not as well as I think the Fidelity Fund you just mentioned.
What's
but the tilts are going to be stronger.
What's the Avantis
AVUV.
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 And avoid the rays.
Like your uvula. AVUV. Let's look at the portfolio. Here we are. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for doing a voice again.
Yeah, you don't do that. We get a lot of feedback.
I know. Some people don't like voices. Whatever. Get over it. Well diversified?
How many? How many? Tell me. Yeah.
500? 577.
Ah, look at me knowing that. Yeah. Okay. They only buy the stocks that
go up.
Up. They don't own the other ones.
Do not say that. You can't say that unless you immediately qualify it with kidding.
You go ahead.
Kidding.
Go ahead. Thank you.
All right. I don't know. I got less diversification there. I don't know. Oh, it is more small. It is more small.
It's smaller, small.
It's smaller, small, and it's valuier value. Valuier.
And this has been one of the secrets. Been one of the secrets to dimensional funds outperformance in these asset classes too. They own smaller, small, and more.
Valuier?
What's the word I'm looking for? No, there's another word. Anyway, there's...
Valuistic?
It's more of a value tilt.
I'm making
than the
words
other
up.
Value funds. You are. So you,
valuable.
You just have greater exposure. Oh, that's good. Yeah. You hyphenate that? Anyway, so no, I mean, it's just you own more of those types of stocks that have been productive for a long time.
So that's how
you get them in the portfolio.
Yeah, and it is funny because rarely, one of the things that we all do, we tend to have this recency bias. And so the reason we're not seeing a lot of people with value in their portfolio is because value has lagged growth stocks. The difference is value stocks have a low price to book ratio and some other things. Value stocks are undervalued based on their assets generally, whereas growth stocks have tended to have rising earnings. Growth stocks have had an incredible run from about 2009 until 2020. And that is unique in history. That has rarely happened. Most of the time, over most 20-year periods, value has beaten growth. Over most 10-year periods, value has beaten growth. To have a long period of time where growth beat value, of course, changes people's perceptions.
And let me add something else here that I think is important to this discussion. We know, because again, if you look at target date funds, and a lot of you use those in your 401ks, it's now remarkable. 6 mega cap stocks make up almost 30% of your portfolio. So here's an idea. Have an IRA or a Roth and use one of these small cap value funds in it
to offset.
Get that exposure. Yeah, because you don't really have it in the target date funds
and
very
again,
much.
And again, none of these suggestions are for wholesale change in your portfolio. You should be well diversified across all these asset classes.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Want a free copy of my book, Financial Physics? Well, go download it right now at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And remember, if you have a question about money, investing, saving it, even spending it, Give us a call at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Or you can also send questions in that we'll answer on the show or on the podcast at talkingrealmoney.com. Click the contact form, and that's exactly what this woman did. Wanting to know about the best funds to buy, Tom. The best
yes.
funds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, Paul
the ones
Merriman.
That go up. Those,
Paul
those would be the ones
Merriman gets mentioned again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. What are you people like, Paul Merriman?
He'll write us a nice note tomorrow.
He will too.
Say something nice about
yeah.
him. So
we love
yeah,
you,
so
Paul. Thank you.
Exactly.
Hey, Paul Merriman said, put $365 a year, starting at birth until 65. But don't recall him saying which funds to put it in. I want to do for my grandnephew. Which do you suggest? Vanguard Total Market or the Target Date ones? Also, he suggested two funds for life, one bond and the other Target Date fund. Please recommend which Vanguard funds. Thanks. I listen to your show on Saturdays.
Now, thank you for listening. You know, here's my take. If you're really leaving the money for somebody else,
yes.
and they're not even going to include it in their portfolio. In other words, they're not even aware that this is going on. I would put it all in stocks. Why would you have bonds in it?
I absolutely. 100% stocks.
There's no reason.
I'd be all VT or VT wax. Probably VT,
yeah,
given
exactly.
the amount of money,
yeah.
because VT, you can even get fractional shares through some places now, like Fidelity Brokerage.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, here's the thing. You own... We've said this many times. We own about 9,000 securities. You get it at a very low cost.
Mm-hmm.
If you really wanted to get into it, you could hold that and then one fund with some small and value in it. But I think that's even overthinking it. The hope would be that you made double digits a year in VT.
You
might not.
That has been the history of it. But again, the only thing we know, the only thing we can ever know, is the past. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Will, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. So, just retiring, and wife and I, she's 62. I qualify for Medicare, and so that covers Shield, be another few years. I took Social Security at 68, so I get a nice monthly take home. Trying to figure out our next step. Our house is worth about $1.1 million, and it's been paid off for about 10 years. We owe no debt. We own everything. No credit card debt. Looking what to do with our investment in our home, plus we have about $300,000 in CDs, or 3.25%, and SEP accounts, all worth about maybe $600,000. So suggestions.
Nice CDs. A quick question about the house. Is this your forever house, or are you guys thinking, $1.1 million, going to downsize?
Yeah, we're going to downsize, probably rent for a while while we figure things out, what we want to do. It's been paid off, so that's a big chunk of our cash, so we're looking at that to utilize that to add with my Social Security, and probably when she takes hers at 68, 69, looking at the income from that to support us for the rest.
So there's two parts here. I mean, what Don was saying is exactly right. The house, the real estate should be what lifestyle you want to have. If you've decided that's not the place to be,
that's great. Then
I would start figuring out where I wanted to be, work on that. And if I was selling a house, I think this would be my moment to pull the trigger because market is so red hot.
And here's the thing. Again, this is the most common question we get, period, on the show. And let me tell you, the correct answer you're not going to love, because it actually requires a little work on your part. You have to figure out how you really do have to sit down and do a budget, a rough budget, for the rest of your life, and carry it out beyond how long you think you will live, because you may very well end up living a lot longer than your parents did. And then once you know that number, then we can come back to the $1.1 million and the $600,000 and then determine the best way to properly allocate that to get you the lifestyle you want at that point, not too far down the road. So you got to put the cart behind the horse, and that's the way to do it. So I wish you well. Do the budget and let's talk. Thanks for the call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
And you know, you... Yes, you. I'm talking to you. You have the opportunity right now to ask us your questions about your money and what you should do with it. And what you can expect is something very different from what you get on the other money shows out there. What you can expect is the truth. And we think you can handle the truth.
And we think you deserve it, by
yeah,
the way.
You do deserve it. Yeah. 855-935-8255. 855-935-TALK. Simply. It makes it
get
really
the
easy.
Call in before you have to go to bed, because don't we have to go to bed earlier tonight?
Yeah, we do have to go to yeah. Now, for those of you listening to the podcast, you already did this.
Oh, that's
but
true.
If you're listening thank on Saturday you. Live on Como, you haven't done it yet. Tonight is the night when you get that silly lost hour of sleep. Yeah. Do we have to keep doing this year
I think so.
After year? We grouse about it, and yet no one has the guts to step up and say, stop changing the time, except for Arizonans. Apparently, Arizonans were the only ones, and some folks in southern Indiana.
Now, will they be back on the same time as those of us here in Seattle?
I don't know. You see, I don't know. I don't know what time zone they're in Phoenix. Because they don't switch, so it's confusing. I think they become different.
Let's get back to the money thing, because we have no idea what's going on with where the sun is located and how it relates to the hours in the day.
But you know, this is an interesting story, little aside. Back in the 1880s.
Please. Yes, of which
actually
you remember
the 1870s, 1860s, uh-huh. Every location in America was at a different time. It was based on where the sun was at noon. So you could be 100 miles away,
the confusion.
And, yeah. and it's going to be 12, and at your place it's 12:05 because the sun moved. Well, the Earth moved. The sun didn't move, unless it's a flat Earth.
I don't think it's moving a whole lot.
So what happened, though, in I think it was like 1883, the railroads in the United States and Canada got together and created the universal time zones, the established time zones. And people actually thought that a disaster would occur. That some horrible thing, there were protests that we were messing with God's time.
Now, let's not do that.
Apparently. So, I don't, if you have a call, I don't. Do you have a call?
I got three.
Really? How come I don't get them? Oh, I have them now. Oh, they're popping important. Up. Look at that. I have three calls. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. Dave, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Don. Hi, Tom. You know, hey. I don't think people really jump on the opportunity to give you a call on the radio or, you know, take advantage of your offer for, you know, free assistance with Vestry. I'd like to give a shout out to Tom and to Joyce. Joyce took a half an hour yesterday with my girlfriend and simply answered all of her questions in a no pressure scenario. And, she walked away from that just absolutely feeling valued by Vestry. So I just wanted to call and give a shout out. And Tom, you and I chatted earlier in the week. And again, just thank you for how much you care for your clients. You guys just continue to show it every week on the radio and the way you take care of folks when you're not on the radio. So I just wanted to give you a call and say thank you again.
Dave, you made my day. Thank you very much for sharing that. It's very kind of you. And, you know, I mean, I was thinking about that when I got up today, that one of the great things in my life is I get to know a lot of people about their life. It's very enriching. So, Dave, thank you for allowing me to be part of that. It's very kind.
That was very nice. And truly, we don't just care about our clients like that. We care about everybody.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we want
we really want everybody to get this right. We have no interest in you doing it wrong. And we have every interest in you doing it right, whether you're ever a Vestry client or not. That's not the point. The point is you're getting so much of the time, you're getting ripped off. You're getting misled.
Outrageous.
You're getting horrible advice if you're even getting advice. Generally, you just get a securities sales pitch. You're not even getting advice. It's a sad state of affairs, and we are trying to do our part to fix as much of it as we can.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Set your course for a great future with a free copy of our 60-page Better Retirement Guidebook at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hello again. Welcome back to our little get-together. I'm Don. That's Tom. And we're, of course, picking on each other during the break. That's what we do.
We both deserve it, by the way.
And we both deserve it. Although yours is fresher.
I deserve it more?
Yours is far more fresh than mine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Let's not go on mine, please.
You don't want to talk about the chair?
I don't, because the thing is, here I am. Yeah. I drive a Honda Pilot.
Big
everybody knows
spender.
That. And then we're going to talk about this chair that we had recovered that cost more than the Pilot, I think, at this point. I hope it has an engine on it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this is by the way, your story of the expensive upholstery is a lesson for young people everywhere. If you can't if you can't make a decent living with your college degree in your
good
chosen
point,
field,
yeah, that's true.
Learn a trade.
Yeah,
apparently upholsterers make $150 an hour.
It's about that. I know. It's.
I don't think financial advisors make $150 an hour.
I don't think ours do. Others do.
I'm gonna take up upholstery.
Yeah. Well,
give me a stapler.
Is that good?
Give me a stapler and a hammer.
This is a 100-year-old chair. It's pretty intricate. So,
yeah,
all right. Let's get to the phone.
150 still. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. And Raymond, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Tom and Don. Thanks to Dubin Law Group, I've got a hefty check, and I was able to get out of debt, and I find myself with $10,000. And I'm wondering, should I buy land or what to do with it?
You're a walking commercial.
I love that.
Thanks to Dubin Law Group, sponsor of Talking Real Money.
Which they're not.
I think they're a sponsor on our show.
They're big on the show. Yeah. They're big on Como.
Anyway, so you got 10 grand, and what you want to do?
Burning a hole.
It's burning a hole in your pocket. What do you want? Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Well, no, you wanted to know whether you should buy land or something else, right? Isn't that what you asked?
Correct.
Yeah. Like land, like in raw land, like in be developer or something?
For
or
what purpose?
Well, I was thinking for raw land to maybe go in with somebody on an investment group, and we built an apartment complex. A friend of mine offered that.
No. That sounds like a surefire way to lose your $10,000 and then be back hiring Dubin Law Group to sue your friend.
I guess, and the other part would be is how important is the $10,000 to your overall portfolio? If this is like 0.1%, you want to take a flyer on something with your friend, then go right ahead. But if this is a money that's going to be
how much money?
Road,
how much money? How much are you worth? What's the size of your investment portfolio, Raymond?
Ballpark.
I just say I'm comfortable.
All right. Is this money that you might need in the future? For any expenses or living?
No.
Let me tell you one quick thing. You cannot get a decent piece of land on which you can build apartments.
No, he said with a friend.
We're talking about you be with 10 grand, you're going to be the tiniest little minority partner who's easy to throw away. And by the way, making money in real estate is hard work.
But if you want to take a flyer, if it's not part of your overall future, then, you know, go ahead. We call us in 10 years. Tell us how it turned out. I'd love to know.
But I would like to try and dissuade you as much as I possibly can. I'd rather see you take that money and put it in a good mutual fund if you don't need it. Put it in something like the Vanguard total world stock index and let it grow for the next however many years.
And before we go to Pat, I mean, the other part is going into business with your friends. That can be somewhat difficult. Don and I have done it. It worked out. I mean, there were the days where nobody was very happy.
I'm feeling bad now because it's like, yeah, but going into business with your friends, yeah, that can be a disaster.
I never want to do that again.
Yeah.
But okay. Most of the time, it does not work out. We know that.
Do you want
most
another caller before we run out of time?
Right. Yeah, please. There you go.
Make fun of our partnership. 855-935-TALK. Pat, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, hey, Pat.
Good.
So after I picked up my jaw off my lap, I can talk to you now because I'm listening earlier and you're talking about a Fidelity small cap index fund that has a return of 29%.
Oh, it had in the first... Basically, the first 2.5 months of 2021, it's up 29% this year. Last 2.5 months.
So pick your job. I think I understand the concept of a fiduciary. But so I have a 401k at my job, and it's through Fidelity. And I don't – okay, I hate to sound stupid, but I don't know what they've got it in. But maybe because I never – you know, they set it up for me. I never said, yeah – pick this, pick that, and it's got a 2% return. So I'm wondering why someone
year to
from
date.
Fidelity, year to date, 2%, and my last quarterly statement said that the return on my 401k is 2.2%. And I'm just thinking,
okay, but so what? Do you have any idea? I'm going to interrupt you because we're short on time. Do you have any idea what your ratio between stocks and bonds is in that portfolio?
No, I'm going to go Monday and look, but my thing is if it's making 2.2% and they've got a fund that's making 29%, what the hell am I doing?
Okay, here's now let me, I got to help you out.
That's a very good question.
I got to help you out with this. The fact of the matter is nobody, not us, not Jim Cramer, not your Fidelity people, nobody knew this was going to go up before it went up. We have never suggested that everybody put all of their money in small cap value. It is inherently dangerous and very volatile, which means it can go up a lot and it can go down a lot. Now, my guess is you have a very middle of the road fund at Fidelity. You probably have a target date fund and those own a little bit of everything, which means you're going to get a very average return, which is, by the way, the best you can really expect. Despite the fact that this fund went up 29%, no one should have had 100% of their money or even more than 10% of their money in this one fund.
Even in an all-equity portfolio. Can I make another suggestion? We do this regularly. We will look at your portfolio if you go to 401411.com and send us the funds you could invest in. We'll look at that for you free of charge, no cost. But because it's very hard for us just to get on the air and say that you're right, you should have made way more than 2% without knowing how the money's invested.
Right. And the other thing is in most 401k situations, there is not an advisor who has a fiduciary responsibility. There is often just a fund, like a target date fund that everybody gets, or just a limited number of choices. For things you get to choose from, and the onus is on you. So you're really going to have to look at what you have and see. It could even be just an annuity. You don't know what's in there. So you need to take a look and see what's in there. And bear in mind, you will never, ever, ever get a 29% 3-month return on your investment. 2.5 month return. You just aren't you're not going to get that lucky. That was pure unadulterated luck. 6 months ago, all the experts were saying value stocks, small cap, don't go into those. You're going to lose all your money. They were saying this right before they went straight up. That's the way it works. Nobody says, here's what you should be in today, and nobody ever will be able to do that. So we have to let our greed go a bit. Keep it under control. You would have never gotten that return to begin with.
855. You should have part of that in your portfolio.
A little bit.
We tried to say it. Not the whole portfolio, but some of it.
5% maybe of your portfolio. 10 at the most. 855-935-TALK. Give us a call. You call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week too. It's really, really easy.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestry advisors help you save your future at Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And there are so many of you out there who need a portfolio evaluation. You need to know what you have, why you have what, determine why you have what you have, what you're paying for what you have, find out how diversified you are or aren't. It'll probably be the latter. You'll find out you aren't. And one of the ways you can get that is through a thing we call a retire map.
We now, put together a retire map for Retire Meet, which occurred a couple of weeks ago. But it's still available today.
Well, no, we make them available all year round for $199, which is, it's like a little financial plan, $199.
But
if you go to retiremeet.com, we still have the videos up. It works either way.
Okay.
If you go to retiremeet.com, you can see the videos from Retire Meet that we did in February, but you can also order the Retire Map for $100 off at retiremeet.com, retiremeet.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. I should keep the lawyers happy.